The so-called impartial justice measure has been around for about 10 years. This year, it's made it through committees in the state Senate and Assembly. Now, backers of the bill have kicked off a series of news conferences and rallies around Wisconsin. Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton says the amount of money would be enough for candidates to get out their message.
$100,000 for a primary, $300,000 for a general election with biennial cost of living adjustments. If your opponent doesn't accept public funding, you are not vulnerable. The bill would cover making the grantee's funding equal to what is spent by the opponent up to three times that initial benefit.
Lawton says the measure would also adjust for third-party or independent expenditures and would level penalties against candidates that break the rules. The anti-abortion group Wisconsin Right to Life has spent heavily in some Supreme Court races in recent years and remains opposed to the impartial justice bill. Spokesperson Susan Armacost says the tax money would be an entitlement program for politicians.
We have elections, and those who are running for state Supreme Court or any other office in our state should pay the bills themselves. We have enough economic problems right now in our society.
Armacost says she doesn't know how the measure will fare during the current legislative session. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.